Okay, wait. You kissed her? How was it? How was it? Is she a good kisser? Is she a good kisser? I'm sorry. Okay. Please continue. Oh. Oh no. Yikes. Well, at least you know that you shouldn't have kissed her. Off topic for a bit, though. Seriously, how was the kiss? Ooh. Right. Sorry. Couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. Well, to me, it seems like you're both in the wrong. I mean, you kissed her, even though she said she's currently confused and struggling with her own sexuality, which most likely complicated things even further. And even if she does like you, that really wasn't the way to go. You feel me? As for her, well, she did say some pretty hurtful things. Of course, I mean, she's still trying to grow out of her past ideals, and we all know it's a difficult thing to kick, but what she said still hurts, regardless. Yeah. Her concern with her public image is one thing, and if she doesn't learn how to let go of that, it would hurt her and her partner in the future. Calling it torture. Ouch. Well, in this case, it's really up to the both of you if you want to resolve it, right? Both of you are in the wrong, so one of you has to step up and talk to the other person first. Preferably before the bonfire party this weekend. Otherwise, it's gonna be awkward.
So you're telling me that the two of you haven't spoken at all? I don't even know. You should go and talk to her. It's been a week since then, and if you avoid it all summer, well, it just seems like your friendship with her is over. Are you sure you want that? You know I only want what's best for you, and I know you've liked her for a really long time, so I don't think you should just let her go like that. She's alone now. There's your chance!
Oh, hey. Do you want to go someplace a little bit quieter? The music is a little bit loud. Yeah? I'm sorry. No, I should be sorry. How cliche, apologizing at the same time. Yeah. Just like the movies, huh? No, it's fine, really. What I said afterwards and how I handled everything, that was worse. There's nothing to be ashamed of with liking someone of the same sex, and it's no excuse, but just growing up in a homophobic environment, sometimes it comes out even though I know it's wrong, and it's just so hard to change it all, but I want to change it. Why I said that night, insinuating that same-sex relationships were torture, that wasn't right. It was wrong, and I shouldn't have said it. In fact, I shouldn't have thought of it like that in the first place. I am sorry for hurting you and invalidating you. So, what does this mean for us now? I like you too. I really, really like you, and I would love to be more than friends. But I don't think I'm in the right headspace to be in a relationship right now. I care too much about what people think of me, and it gets to me. I mean, you saw what I was like. It wouldn't be fair to you having to deal with me and all that shit. Besides, it's not as if we've really gotten to know each other in a romantic way, anyway. So, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right. But if you could give me some time to sort myself out, I want to be the best possible version of myself when I'm with you. Really? Yeah. We'll do this together.